Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We'll get to your calls coming up this hour. We now have added words to our lexicon that really were never associated with presidential elections before, like, for example, lawfare. I never thought I'd have to talk as much about equal justice under the law, equal application of our laws, or a weaponized justice system, or a politicized justice system, or a weaponized FBI, or a politicized FBI. But that's really where we are. And, you know, taking this all the way back to Hillary Clinton, and no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute, top secret classified information all over her private servers. And then, of course, 33,000 subpoenaed emails deleted. We had not heard of, I never heard of Bleach Bit before that case, and devices destroyed with hammers and SIM cards removed, but no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. Joe Biden has top secret classified information, 8 separate locations across, you know, numerous colleges, UPenn, University of Delaware, 2 homes that he has in different locations within the homes. But in the case, not a big deal. Even though he tells a ghostwriter, oh, I found new classified documents. Let me read them to you. But that is now the world we're living in. We live in a world where attorneys generals can run to destroy one organization, one man, and one family. Let me remind you of Letitia James, the AG of New York. Listen.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president when our fundamental rights are at stake. I believe that the president of these United States can be indicted for criminal offenses.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. He's got to know my name personally.
That man in the White House who can't go a day without threatening our fundamental rights.
Yes, we need to focus on Donald Trump and his abuses. We need to follow his money. We need to find out where he's laundered money. We need to find out whether or not he's engaged in conspiracy.
Now, the entire case was about the issue of valuations, and meaning as Donald Trump would apply for loans and the Trump Organization applied for loans, they offered to banks and then would get properties insured and insurance companies valuations. In other words, what they believe a property is worth, which even a Deutsche Bank executive during the, well, it was a summary judgment, but during the penalty phase arguments in this case, argued that, yeah, those things are subjective. Then, of course, you have in every Trump Organization contract a disclaimer saying, don't use our valuations, nor would any company ever use the valuation of a borrower or the insured. They have a fiduciary responsibility to assess that themselves. and before you lend hundreds of millions of dollars or insure hundreds of millions of dollars. And there was nobody that was harmed, nobody that complained about being harmed. Everybody was paid back with interest and was happy. At the end of the day, then the biggest valuation error was made by the judge in this case, Engoron. He's the guy that throughout the entire trial, maintained that Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million. Well, we showed you property of 2 acres now of wide open land in Palm Beach on the ocean. It's being sold for $200 million, another crappy lot, to be honest, on a corner for $150 million. And it's got a street between the ocean and the property where they would ultimately build on. And yet the judge maintained that. Mar-a-Lago's over 20 acres, pristine condition, historic property, 2 clubs associated with it. You know, more bedrooms and bathrooms over 50 plus that I can count with all the amenities you'd want. And it's pretty unbelievable. Anyway, joining us now, Alina Hobb is back with us. She is the president's legal spokesperson and general counsel for the Save America PAC. Do you ever see a case where the judge was more guilty of that which the person involved in the case was even accused of? Because I can't think of a worse appraisal than $18 million for Mar-a-Lago. I'd love to buy the property if the I'll pay double that amount.
Yeah, and we'll still make a killing on that one, Sean, if we paid double. No, I've never seen anything like it. So, of course, if you're using numbers like $18 million for Mar-a-Lago, then you would look and say, oh, wow, he really overvalued his statements of financial condition. Sure, use a ridiculous number. You could say that about anybody, frankly. And we've seen what happened with John Stewart. I want to see the equal justice of law. I want to see them apply it to them when it's on their side of the coin. But what you played in the monologue, Tisha James screaming that she's going to get Trump before she was even in office, before she had any information on Trump, that is the core of our problem. The judge is just a vehicle to help Miss James. And look, we've seen the appellate division reverse that judge 5 times now, and we hope to see it continue. I think once they look at the transcript, once they see the gag orders, once they see the nonsense that I sat through for 4 months, there weren't cameras in that room, Sean, and thankfully, because of people like you, people were hearing what was happening. But once the appellate division sees the transcript, sees the misguided injustice, I think we're going to have a really fair shot and get this case reversed.
Well, I've got to imagine that on the appeal level, now, they wanted over, $500 million just as a bond so the president could appeal a case, which is unprecedented in and of itself. The appeals court stepped in and said, no, they're going to reduce it to still a very high number of $175 million. The president posted a bond yesterday regarding this. So now his appeal will move forward. I've got to imagine front and center in that case is whether the judge's valuation of Mar-a-Lago is going to be allowed to stand, because that was a big part of this case.
Massive part of it. I mean, there was a lot of it. We had Deutsche Bank even saying that they were happy. So who's she fighting for? Where's the victim? There was no victim. They brought it under a consumer fraud statute intentionally, because under consumer fraud, the AG can step in to protect the people of the state of New York. She had no one to protect here. So she used a statute that has never been used in this way against a private individual and a private company, not a publicly traded company, to protect who? I have no idea. Deutsche Bank, Zurich Star Insurance. Deutsche Bank said we were the whale of clients. But somehow Miss James would not stop, because that's what she ran her campaign on. So in sum, this is selective prosecution and persecution. We know that. Like you said, we have new words now. We're using lawfare, legal lawfare, election interference at its finest. It's a real demise of the country. The judge's miscalculation says it all, because he really wasn't there to apply law to fact. He was there to help as a vehicle for Miss James. And now, the real judges will step in and take a look at it.
Let me ask, it seems, and correct me if I'm wrong, that of the number of cases the president is facing, the Alvin Bragg case in New York, the D.C. case, Fulton County case, and the case down in Florida with documents, it seems like maybe only one is going to go to trial before the election, and that would be the Bragg case scheduled to, I guess, start April 15th in about 2 weeks. Do you believe that's the case? And that's number one. And number two, as I analyze it, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like Alvin Bragg wants to charge based on a federal statute, not a state statute. How is he going to pull that off?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you should ask the administration where they all go visit before they file complaints against Donald Trump up in Washington, D.C. You know, this case that's coming up, yes, I do, to answer your question, Sean, think it's going to, we're going to go to trial. I don't think we should be going to trial. I think there's numerous reasons we shouldn't. And I'll leave that for the lawyers to articulate through papers and keep that confidential. But let me just say this. If anybody wants to know what kind of hack is happening here, that case has been investigated for years and years and years. It was stemmed from Michael Cohen. That case was investigated. The DA decided not to bring the case, not to indict. After all of the investigation, Mark Pomerantz left furious, wrote a book furious that the DA wouldn't do selective prosecution and persecution. But then he says, President Trump decides he's going to run for office, announces, and what happens, Sean? The indictment comes. And here we are in an election year. He's clearly the nominee, and we're going to trial on a criminal case for him, for something he did, frankly, he didn't even do. He was in the White House. I mean, yeah. Realize the facts of this. He was in the White House. So it's crazy. You know, we talk about immunity. We talk about the critical.
By the way, this is a case that goes back to prior to the 2016 election.
Yeah,
I mean, this is how absurd this is. How many years later, and why just before an election would they bring that case forward? And then that raises a lot of questions about, you know, at what point does the Justice Department policy? There's not a specific policy, but it's kind of unwritten policy is they don't run with prosecutions before elections. When does that I guess tradition kick in here? Are they going to have a trial in D.C. during the Republican National Convention?
If they can do it, I think they would. You know, don't forget, we had Comey saying, you know, we saw Hillary Clinton. She did things that were wrong, but we're not going to, you know, we're not going to press it. We just don't do that. Well, sure, it works for them, but not for us, right?
No, he laid out specific crimes that she committed for 12 and a half, 14 minutes, and then said, but no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. Well, not the case, because we know what happened in Mar-a-Lago and the raid that took place there.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable demise of our judicial system. I really have to say, and I think that people, you know, they hear about it on the news, but I'm in there and I'm telling you and your listeners, you're only getting 2% of what I see. I mean, the gag orders, the things you hear on the outside, that's one thing, but it's every day, the decisions, you can't bring this evidence in, you can't bring that. It doesn't matter if you have a jury, because the judges will direct evidence in and out a certain way so that the jury doesn't get to see everything. You know, it's not the way our Constitution and our American judicial system was supposed to operate. And we really are becoming a banana republic. If we don't have change soon, Sean, I mean, it's not about Trump. It's about America. It's about us. It's about Americans, my kids, you know, your grandkids, whatever. It's not right.
Easy, Alina. I don't have grandkids yet, okay? I have two kids. Thank you very much.
One day you will, and it's for them. You know, that's the...
No, I completely agree, and we're setting very dangerous precedents here that I think over time people on the left better pay attention to, because it will all be applied to them as well. I mean, that's just the way it works. Why do you think this will be the only case that gets tried prior to November?
Well, I think that the Jack Smith cases have fallen a bit on their face. He had, you know, years and years.
Well, we have the Supreme Court taking up the issue of immunity. The only maybe disagreement I might have with legal strategy is the argument over absolute immunity versus limited immunity. Because I've felt that the hypothetical brought up in court about a SEAL Team 6 member ordered by a president to assassinate their chief political rival was just too obscene to even, you know, to even bring up. But it was brought up. But would limited immunity also not have protected the president? I believe it would.
So I think the difference is that actually presidential immunity, which is the equivalent of absolute immunity, It's the same thing. It's an immunity that's afforded, but it's different because it's called that because it's the executive branch. So the immunity is a governmental immunity, but the executive branch has presidential immunity, it's called. People think of it like you're bulletproof. That's not it. It's so that, you know, officers of the executive branch, presidents, all presidents, not just Republican presidents, all presidents can do their job without fear of getting sued for something ridiculous when they leave the White House. That does not mean there is not an impeachment process. That does not mean that there is not a checks and balances system for executive branch members. That means that we need to allow judges, presidents, to not be persecuted by judges and AGs and DAs for a political campaign. And that's a very important thing. I personally agree with you. I think the SEAL Team 6 question was actually absurd. The fact that that was even tried to become a parallel to the situation is absurd. The president, President Trump, said to peacefully and patriotically protest. There was absolutely no insurrection, but those are trigger words. You know it, and I know it. That's what they do in a campaign, create fear.
We also learned that the January 6th committee put in a hearsay witness, but when they actually got testimony from the driver of the president that day, who stated under oath that, no, he never tried to commandeer the vehicle, that was misleading. The fact that so many documents seem to have disappeared is beyond troubling to me. The fact that five people were in the Oval Office days before January 6th, I have four of the five on tape saying that the president wanted to order 10,000 National Guard troops, and in writing, the mayor of D.C. said no.
Right. That's things we've been saying. And until the, you know, look at what happened with the shaman, right? We got the video footage came out. All of a sudden, he was released. These people, there are still people sitting in jail. I mean, you can't forget that haven't had trial yet. That's just a failure on the justice system. Yeah. That doesn't mean that they face trial. But they need to have process.
Everyone needs due process and the presumption of innocence. Alina Haba, thank you. Appreciate you being with us. Quick break. Right back. Your calls on the other side. 800-941-SHAWN, our number, as we continue straight ahead. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with Sign Up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can't always get what you want, but you can get Sean Hannity online at Hannity.com.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Your call's coming in just a second here. Look, for a limited time, now is the time to get your legacy box delivered. Why? Because you're going to get a whopping 65% off. It's their $9 videotape sale. And at this price, there's never been a better time to convert all of your home videos. Linda, you've got to do this. You go to your basement, you go to your garage, you go to your attic, you go to your closets, you get every home picture that you have, family picture you have, every home video that you've taken over the years. You just simply put it in the box. They will digitize by hand every single family memory. And, you know, think of how great it would be to maybe hear from loved ones again that passed away, or how great it'll be for future generations to know what their great, 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 great grandma and grandpa looked and sounded like. You're doing yours now.
Yeah, you know, and I just had a friend, she got married, and so, like, her future mother-in-law, her father used to sing. So she played this video of her father singing a Sweet 16 song, and everybody just choked up and was like, it was like him being there. You know, it was like he was part of this big day. So these little things, like being able to digitize something from a videotape and turn it into an MP3 or an MP4 that you can then give to a videographer or somebody, you know, a DJ to play at a big special event. I mean, the whole family was just moved to tears. It's just amazing.
Very cool. 65% off their $9 videotape sale. It's simple. Go to legacybox.com/Hannity right now and unlock this offer. Legacybox.com/Hannity right now for 65% off. You're not going to regret it. Your family will love you for doing this. There's a lot of talk about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and the fact that he actually said that Joe Biden is a worse threat to democracy than Donald Trump because he's weaponizing federal agencies. Now, am I suspicious? Yes. I'll tell you what I'm suspicious about. I think that, and you're going to see this on both sides, I think Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to adopt a strategy to try and strip away voters from Donald Trump and voters from Joe Biden. And he's going to try and thread that needle by saying specific things that would appeal to the base of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my observations are wrong. But that was my take when I heard that comment. His family is livid with him. His own sister and other family members are just slamming his campaign. Listen to his sister, for example.
I feel strongly that this is the most important election of our lifetime. And I do worry that Bobby just taking some percentage of votes from Biden could shift the election and lead to Trump's election.
All right. Then he has to respond to watching clips of family members calling him an embarrassment. Yikes. Listen to this.
Well, I have a big family. I don't know anybody in America who's got a family who agrees with them on everything. I don't know if that's your situation, Aaron, if you just have a family who believes everything you do is, you know, like unicorns and rainbows. But, I come from a family, from a milieu where we came home at night and ate dinner with my father, and he would orchestrate debates between us. And we were in the same way that his father did with him. And we could disagree on issues, and we could disagree with passion and information, but we still love each other. And I love Rory. I love my family. I feel loved by them. Listen, I understand why they don't like me running. I understand. President Biden has been a 40-year friend to me and my family. He has a bust of my father behind him on the Oval Office.
Yes,
he talks about how my father inspired him to enter politics. There's five members of my family who work for the Biden administration. So, you know, I understand why they're dismayed that I'm running against them. They're also worried that, you know, what my sister said, that, you know, my candidacy may get Trump elected.
What
I get it.
Anyway, so just watch this all unfold. I watched him on Fox and Friends today try and protect his vice presidential choice. Seems like a nice woman. Great life story. However, comments about in vitro fertilization were not ambiguous. They were actually very, very clear. And I think that then becomes a big issue for his campaign for sure. And, you know, I can give you one example. For example, you know, what would qualify Nicole Shanahan to be vice president? I don't see anything in her background that qualifies her. The fact that she said it's one of the biggest lies that's being told about women's health today. And his answer today was, well, she had a bad experience with it. That's why. Well, wait a minute. That's not what she said in February. And, you know, I wonder how the left will react to all of that. And maybe some conservatives like RFK Jr.'s position on vaccinations or women playing men playing in women's sports or he's actually said some things about immigration that make him a little more moderate than your average left wing hardcore leftist Democrat. But however, he's voted, he has a history of voting for every Democrat in the modern era and praising all of them. So I'm not so sure who is the real Bobby Kennedy Jr. All right, let's get to our busy phones. Our friend Don from Lake Ronkonkoma is with us. Don, hi, how are you? Welcome aboard, sir. Always great to hear from you. And I'm just waiting. There's a beautiful place down here for you somewhere in the free state of Florida. Just waiting for you to come on down.
I'll have you look for me. Sounds great, Sean. Listen, the border crisis crime statistics you outlined last night on Hannity are indeed frightening. The rise of the ISIS threats to our country has never been higher, according to that general. And the number of crimes that ICE reported committed by illegals, close to nearly 50,000 crimes in just a year. And they were covering a murder, a kidnapping, sexual assault, robbery, rape. And none of these enemy threats or the number of crimes, and not to mention the strain on our schools with these illegals pouring over the border, and the strain on our hospitals and the taxpayers' wallets, it matters to the Democrats in office at all. What matters is chaos. It's acceptable, as long as they have future voters. It's just so maddening, those numbers you showed us last night.
Well, you know, we're trying to do our job and get the truth out and news that you're never going to get from the media mob. That's our job. And so far, you know, we're doing the job they should do every day. It is amazing to me, Don, we live in a time where it is 24/7 nonstop rage and hate, conspiracy theories. And it's now by any means necessary to stop Trump. There's nothing, everything's on the table. They're so triggered by it all. Anyway, my friend, great to hear your voice. Glad you're holding down the ship. Our prayers again go out to the family of the slain officer of Massapequa out in Long Island. How heartbreaking. Norma is in North Carolina next on the Sean Hannity Show. How are you, Norma? What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing great. I heard a rant from Joe Scarborough last week that he said all crime is down. All crime is down. He started listing all the crimes, and he said in the Trump era, the crime was higher than any other time. And
he's flat out lying, and I put those numbers on the screen last night. Joe is poor liberal Joe. I don't know what happened to him, but he's become unhinged, and he's very triggered by all things Trump. I mean, if you've ever been up at 6 o'clock in the morning, it's like, forget it. Who needs espresso and coffee when you got him screaming at you every day and screeching away? I don't know how anybody could watch that garbage.
Well, he was actually comparing that to the UNC and Alabama game. And he said, just look at the facts. Look at the facts. That's what we're looking at. All the facts. He said, I know for a fact that Alabama beat UNC. And then he just continued to go on with his rant. But the irony is there was a lot of high crime during Trump, but it was riot crime. It was crime from the Black Lives Matter and George Floyd. And so we just need to make sure that that gets corrected. Every time he says it or anybody else, the Democrats say it, we've got to correct it. We've got to get it out there.
Well, I agree with all of that. And the fascinating things is, you know, you hear the left constantly talk about insurrection. Amazing how it was perfectly okay for the vice president to support a bail fund after they burned down the Minnesota police precinct. It was perfectly acceptable for her to say they're not going to stop rioting. There were 574 riots. We had dozens of dead Americans. We had thousands of injured cops. We had billions in property damage. There was no hearing in Congress over those riots. There was no chastising as an insurrectionist the vice president for encouraging all of this, or the lying media. You know, some of my favorite videos are MSDNC or fake news CNN reporters literally saying tonight's it's mostly peaceful, and right behind them the entire city's like on fire. I mean, it's laughable if it wasn't so bad. Anyway, I appreciate the call. Thank you, Norma. Great observation. I think the best antidote to waking up, maybe you put on Fox and Friends. I think it's going to be a little more friendly for you, a little more palpable in the morning, especially. All right, quick break. We'll come back. More of your calls straight ahead. 800-941-SEAN as we continue.
Covers the real truth, about the politics of D.C. He's your watchdog on Big Brother. Every day, Hannity is on right now.
Now let's get back to our busy phones. 800-941-SEAN is our number. Let's say hello to Rose out in Long Island, New York. How are you, Rose?
Hi, Sean. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller, and I've been a fan for a long time.
My comment is about how devastating the loss and the continued slaughter of our police officer. It was gut-wrenching. Listen to his wife eulogize him at the funeral mass. I give her a lot of kudos because I don't know if I'd be able to do that. But my point is we have to do something. She called for it. The widows prior to her called for it. And I just think maybe it's time for a recall of Governor Hochul. You know, people are frustrated. Law-abiding citizens are just tired. And what can we do? We have no recourse except a recall and a special election. And I think there's a guy, he works for another radio station. He wears a red hat and sateen jacket. You put him in his band of merry men and women out in Massapequa, he'll get 200,000 votes in a day. You put him in Harlem or the Bronx, he'll get more votes and more signatures.
So I would tell you that, I mean, I you're talking about my friend, you can say his name, he's a friend, it's Curtis Sliwa, and I wonder if the election in New York City for mayor were held today, if there'd be a different result, considering how poorly Eric Adams has run New York City. He's run it right into the ground. The issue, by the way, the Times Union, I remember at the time when Andrew Cuomo, during his resignation, and et cetera, but there are, for example, in a parliamentary system, there's a vote of no confidence from fellow office holders that are used to remove prime ministers. It's not so in the separation of power system like they would have in New York, where the executive's term is fixed. Now, the two constitutionally defined option for removing a governor, which is what I think where you're headed with this and what you're asking me before his years are up, are both would involve conviction either after impeachment or following the commission of a felony crime. By it, both require action then by the politicians, the legislature, the legislative branch, and elected judges. Neither allows for action by those who actually hired him, the people. So, by the way, 19 other states, the governor may be fired by the people, or we use the term recalled. And that, for example, is what happened with Gavin Newsom. They tried to do it out in California. Does that make sense? Is that a good answer?
Yes, it does, but at least they tried something. You know, at least it wasn't just rhetoric. You know, you head off the snake. You know, they speak parcel tongue. You know what parcel tongue is?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I let me tell you, I actually recently met the grandson of Hugh Carey. I don't know if you remember Hugh Carey used to be the governor of New York. And I said, why don't you run? Now, I would tell you that I think if Lee Zeldin ran the good campaign that he ran, and he did run a good campaign, and it was 10 years earlier, I think he might have been able to win. I don't think all the people that I know that have been leaving New York and have left New York are the people that would have been able to put him over the top. I'm not sure the population base is there now to elect a Republican. I still think it is in New Jersey. We saw that in the recent gubernatorial race there. Had we paid more attention, I think like Glenn Youngkin won Virginia in that cycle, I think that Murphy could have been thrown out on his ass in New Jersey. And I think if I was Donald Trump's campaign, I'd pay very close attention to New Jersey and maybe try to put that state in play. But New York is a tough case. It really is. I mean, it has gone so far radical left. You know, I have all these stories today about New York and what's happening there and you know, crime. I'll just give you a couple of quick examples. I mean, you know, the squatter issue, which we're going to talk about at the top of the next hour, is a big, big deal. But it's just bigger than that. You just have so much in terms of quality of life, taxes, violence, everything has gotten worse under Democratic Party rule. I mean, these people are out of their minds. They don't know what they're doing. And it is now leading to, in many cases, unnecessary death and destruction. It's unbelievable to me, but you know, that's why the mass exodus is not going to end. It's going to continue. And I don't know what these states do down the line because they spend so much money that, you know, look at California. They're going to be $70, $80 billion in the hole this year alone. It's unreal. I got to run. I do appreciate your call, though. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. We'll talk to the guy, Flash Shelton is his name, of the squatter hunters. How do you deal with squatters if they try to take over your home? It's happening to tens of thousands of Americans. I know it's insane. Can't believe I'm talking about it, but there's a lot of topics I can't believe we end up talking about. Look, it's been 6 months since the horrific attacks against Israel by the terror group Hamas. And, you know, every single Thursday in Israel, our partners at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, they are delivering 10 bomb shelters. They're doing this every Thursday. They put them in places like bus stops where children get on a bus to go to school. If there's a rocket attack, those shelters provide a safe place for those kids and for other people to go. The shelters cost $15,000 each. They need another 170 of them to spread out throughout the country of Israel. Now, that's $2.5 million, but they do have a generous donor that has stepped up, and any gift you give will be matched dollar for dollar. So now we're talking about $1.25 million to be able to put up these shelters all around the state of Israel in very critical locations. Any donation you can give, we have hundreds of thousands of suffering Israelis. They need your help. Please go to their website. It's one word, supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org. And whatever you can donate, thank you for that. They're in desperate need today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.